Luton Town FC. From Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia at en.wikipedia.org. Luton Town Football Club is an English professional football club based in the town of Luton, Bedfordshire. The team plays its home matches at Kenilworth Road, where it has been based since 1905. The club is competing in the fifth tier of English football, the Conference National, for the first time during the 2009-2010 season. Formed in 1885, the club was the first in southern England to turn professional, making payments to players as early as 1890 and turning fully professional a year later. However, Luton did not reach the top division of English football until 1955-56 and did not reach a major final until 1959. Relegated from the top division in 1959-60, the team was demoted twice more in 5 years to reach the fourth division for 1965-66 before being promoted back to the top level by 1974-75. Luton Town's most recent successful period began in 1981-82, when the club won the second division and was promoted to the first division. Winning the League Cup in 1987-88 with a 3-2 win over Arsenal, Luton remained a first division club until relegation in 1991-92 signalled the end of major success. More recently, financial difficulties have caused the club to fall in just 3 years from the second tier of English football to the fifth, ending its 89-year spell as a member of the Football League. Section 1. History. For more details on this topic, see the articles entitled History of Luton Town FC 1885-1970 and History of Luton Town FC 1970-present. Luton Town Football Club was formed on the 11th of April 1885, the product of a merger of the two leading local teams, Luton Town Wanderers and Excelsior. Initially based at Excelsior's Dallow Lane ground, the club moved to Dunstable Road in 1897. In 1890, the club began making payments to certain individual players. The following year, Luton became the first club in southern England to be fully professional. Luton Town was a founder member of the Southern Football League in 1894, and after finishing as runners-up in its first two seasons, the team left to help form the United League. In the league's inaugural season, the club came second before joining the Football League for 1897-98. The club continued to enter a team to the United League for two more seasons and won the title in 1897-98. Poor attendance, high wages and the high travel and accommodation costs that resulted from Luton's distance from the northern heartlands of the Football League crippled the club financially and made it too expensive to compete in that league. A return to the regionally organised Southern League was therefore arranged for the 1900-1901 season. 8 years after arriving at Dunstable Road, Luton moved again, settling at their current ground, Kenilworth Road, in 1905. Captain and left-winger Bob Hawkes became Luton's first international player when he was picked to play for England against Ireland on the 16th of February 1907. A poor 1911-1912 season saw Luton relegated to the Southern League's second division, but the club managed to win promotion back 2 years later. When war broke out, the schedule was reduced to a series of friendlies, but Luton took part in the London Combination for 1915-1916. A key player of the period was Ernie Sims, a forward. Sims was wounded while serving in Italy in the First World War, but returned to score 40 goals during the following season. The Luton side first played in the white and black colours, which the club has retained for much of its history, during the 1920-21 season, when they rejoined the Football League. Until then, the players had worn sky blue shirts with white shorts and navy socks. Such was the quality of Luton's team at this time that, despite playing in the third tier, a fixture between Ireland and England at Windsor Park on the 22nd of October 1921 saw three Luton players on the pitch, Louis Bookman and Alan Mathieson for Ireland, and club top goalscorer Sims for England. However, after Luton finished fourth in the division, the squad was broken up, as Sims, Bookman and Mathieson joined South Shields, Port Vale and Exeter City, respectively. Luton stayed in the 3rd Division South until 1937, when the team finished top and won promotion to the 2nd Division, at that time the 2nd tier of English football. During the promotion season, striker Joe Payne scored 55 goals in 39 games. During the previous season, he had scored 10 in one match against Bristol Rovers, which remains a Football League record as of 2009. During the early 1950s, one of Luton's greatest sides emerged under manager Dally Duncan. The team included Gordon Turner, who went on to become Luton's all-time top goalscorer, Bob Morton, who holds the record for the most club appearances, and Sid Owen, an England international. During this period, Luton's sides also featured two England international goalkeepers, Ron Bainham and Bernard Stretton, as well as Irish internationals Seamus Dunn, Tom Ahern and George Cummins. This team reached the top flight for the first time in 1955-56, after finishing the season in second place behind Birmingham City on goal average. A few years of success followed, including an FA Cup final appearance against Nottingham Forest in 1959. At the end of the season, Owen was voted FWA Footballer of the Year. However, the club was relegated the following season, and by 1965 was playing in the fourth tier. In yo-yo club fashion, Luton were to return. A team including Bruce Rioch, John Moore and Graham French won the 4th Division Championship in 1967-68 under the leadership of former player Alan Brown. 2 years later, Malcolm McDonald's goals helped them to another promotion, while comedian Eric Morecambe became a director of the club. Luton Town won promotion back to the 1st Division in 1973-74, but were relegated the following season by a solitary point. Former player David Pleat was made manager in 1978, and by 1982-83, the team was back in the top flight. On the last day of the club's first season back in the top tier, the side narrowly escaped relegation. Playing Manchester City at Main Road, Luton needed to win to stay up, while City could escape with a draw. A late winner by Yugoslav Radiantic saved the team, and prompted Pleat to dance across the pitch in his so-called Jig of Joy, an image that has become iconic. The club achieved its highest ever league position, 7th, in 1987, and won the League Cup a year later with a 3-2 win over Arsenal. With 10 minutes left on the clock and Arsenal 2-1 ahead, a penalty save from stand-in goalkeeper Andy Dibble sparked a late Luton rally. Danny Wilson equalised before Brian Steen scored the winner with the last kick of the match. The club reached the League Cup final once more in 1989, but lost 3-1 to Nottingham Forest. The club was relegated again in 1992 and has not returned to the top flight since. Luton sank to the third tier in 1996 and missed out on bouncing back at the first attempt, losing in the playoffs. They stayed in the second division until 2001, when another relegation sent them into the fourth tier, third division, despite the best efforts of manager Joe Kinnear, who arrived halfway through the season. During the summer, Kinnear built a new squad that won promotion at the first attempt, finishing second behind Plymouth Argyle. Controversial owner John Gurney unsettled the club in 2003, terminating Kinnear's contract on his arrival in May. Gurney replaced Kinnear with Mike Newell before leaving Luton as the club entered administration. Newell took Luton into the Football League Championship in 2005 as champions of League One, and the club then finished in 10th place in 2005-2006. However, the team were relegated the next season, kept off the bottom only by Leeds United. Kevin Blackwell arrived as manager in the second half of the 2006-2007 campaign, and he overhauled the squad during the summer. The team he built finished bottom of League One, albeit with a 10-point deduction for having entered administration. Blackwell was sacked in January, and former player Mick Harford was brought in as his replacement. Due to financial irregularities, the side was docked 10 points for the 2008-2009 season, and then 20 more points by the Football League for exiting administration without a company voluntary arrangement. Luton Town therefore started the season on minus 30 points. The points deductions proved too much in the end, as Luton Town had their relegation from the Football League confirmed on the 13th of April 2009 after a draw with Chesterfield. A respite came in the Football League trophy, in which Luton came from behind in the final to win the competition for the first time, beating Scunthorpe United 3-2 after extra time. Relegation meant that 2009-2010 saw Luton playing in the Conference National for the first time. Half had left the club in October 2009 to be replaced later in the month by Richard Money. Section 2. Club Identity. The club's nickname, the Hatters, reflects the town's historical connection with the hat-making trade, which has been prominent in Luton since the 17th century. The nickname was originally a variant on the now rarely seen straw platters. The club is strongly associated with two very different colour schemes. For most of its history, Luton players have worn white shirts, black shorts, and either white or black socks, permanently adopted in 1920. Before then, they had mainly worn a combination of light blue and white. In 1973, Luton changed to orange and navy, a completely new colour scheme, to make Luton Town more recognisable. However, 6 years later, Luton returned to playing in white, although the orange and navy motif remained as trim. Navy shorts were adopted in 1984. Luton kept those colours until 1999-2000, when they spent a season in orange and blue, and for 2000-2001, white and black returned, albeit with orange still present. A simple white and black outfit finally returned in the 2007-2008 season, but in the summer of 2008, a poll of fans was taken, and the decision was taken to return to the white, navy and orange palette favoured during the club's most successful years. The club changed colours yet again in 2009, introducing a scheme of orange shirts, white shorts and orange socks. Originally, Luton Town used the town's crest as its own, in a manner similar to many other teams of the time. All but one of the badges in Luton Town's history have included the town crest. The club did not adopt its own crest until 1973, concurrently with its switch to the orange kit, when a new badge was adopted featuring the club's new colours. The new emblem depicted a stylised orange football bearing the letters LT, surrounded by the club's name in navy blue text. The change was significant, as it was the first time the club had attempted to establish its own independent identity. Previously, the identity of the town had doubled as that of the club. In 1987, the club switched back to a derivative of the town emblem, with the shield portion of the heraldic crest becoming the team's badge. The only similarity with the previous design was the inclusion of the club name around the shield in navy blue. The rainbow badge, introduced in 1994, featured the town crest below an orange and blue bow, which curved around to meet two footballs, positioned on either side of the shield. The design was completed by a continuation of the orange and blue lines below the shield, with the club name across them in white. This badge was used until 2005, when a replacement, very similar to the 1987 version, was adopted, featuring black text rather than blue, and a straw boater in place of the outstretched arm depicted in the older design. The club's founding year, 1885, was added in 2008 to complete the design. The badge was altered once more a year later, as a more traditional look was settled upon for the 2009-2010 season. The first sponsor to appear on a Luton Town shirt was Tricentral, a local motor company based in Dunstable, who sponsored the club from March 1980 to 1982. The deal was worth £50,000, a sum equal to £154,000 in 2009. Subsequent sponsors have been Bedford Trucks, 1982 to 1990, Vauxhall, 1990 to 1991, Universal Salvage Auctions, 1991 to 1999, SKF, 1999 to 2003, Travel Extras, 2003 to 2005, Electrolux, 2005 to 2008, and Carbrini Sportswear, 2008 to 2009. NICEIC and EasyJet agreed sponsorship deals before the 2009-2010 season for 1 and 2 years, respectively. Section 3. Stadia. See also the main articles entitled Luton Town FC Stadia 1885 to 1905, and Kenilworth Road. Luton Town's first ground was at Dallow Lane, the former ground of Excelsior. The ground was next to the Dunstable to Luton train line, and players regularly claimed to have trouble seeing the ball because of smoke from the trains. A damaging financial loss during 1896-97 forced Luton to sell the stadium to stay afloat, and as a result the club moved across the tracks to a stadium between the railway and Dunstable Road. The Dunstable Road ground was opened by the Duke of Bedford, who also donated £50 towards the £800 building costs. When the site was sold for housing in 1905, the club was forced to move again at short notice to its present Kenilworth Road site in time for the start of the 1905-1906 season. The 10,226 capacity all-seater stadium is in the Bury Park area of Luton and named after the road that runs along one end of it, although the official address of the club is 1 Maple Road. Opposite the eponymous Kenilworth stand is the Oak Road end, once favoured by Luton supporters, but now for away fans only. The main stand is flanked by the David Priest stand, and opposite them stands a row of executive boxes. These boxes replaced the Bobbers stand in 1986, as the club sought to maximise income. The original main stand burnt down in 1921, and was replaced by the current stand before the 1922-23 campaign. The ground underwent extensive redevelopment during the 1930s, and the capacity by the start of the Second World War was 30,000. Floodlights were installed before the 1953-54 season, but it was 20 years before any further modernisation was carried out. In 1973, the Bobbers stand became all-seated, and in 1985, the grass pitch was replaced with an artificial playing surface. It quickly became unpopular and was derided as the plastic pitch. A serious incident involving hooliganism before, during and after a match against Millwall in 1985 caused the club's then chairman, Conservative MP David Evans, to introduce a scheme effective from the start of 1986-87, banning all visiting supporters from the ground and requiring home fans to carry identity cards when attending matches. Conversion to an all-seater ground also began in 1986. Away fans returned for 1990-91, and grass a year later. The David Priest stand was erected in 1991, but the conversion of the Kenilworth stand to an all-seater was not fully completed until 2005. New Stadium. The club has made several attempts to relocate, and first stated its intent to do so in 1955. Even then, Kenilworth Road was small compared to rival stadia, and its location ruled out significant redevelopment. A move to Milton Keynes has been unsuccessfully proposed several times, most notably in the 1980s. A planning application for a new ground, the Kohler Dome, proposed by Chairman David Kohler in 1995, was turned down by the Secretary of State in 1998, and Kohler left soon after. Most recently, in 2007, the club's owners proposed a controversial plan to relocate to a site near Junction 12 of the M1 motorway, near Harlington and Toddington. A planning application was made on the club's behalf by former chairman Cliff Bassett, but the application was withdrawn almost immediately following the club's takeover in 2008. As of 2009, the club is undertaking an independent feasibility study to determine a viable location to move to, although redeveloping Kenilworth Road has not been ruled out. Section 4. Supporters and Rivalries. See also the main article entitled Luton Town FC and Watford FC Rivalry. Luton Town is well supported in comparison to other clubs in its league, with an average home attendance of 6,019 in 2008-2009. Average attendances at Kenilworth Road have fallen since the installation of seats and the club's reduction in stature, dropping from 13,452 in 1982-83 to their present level, a slump of 55% over 26 years. The club has two major supporters groups, the official Luton Town Supporters Club and the breakaway Loyal Luton Supporters Club. There also exists a supporters trust, affiliated with both clubs, called Trust in Luton, an industrial and providence society which owns shares in the club and elects a representative to the club's board. The Luton Town Migs are the hooligan firm associated with the club. The club produces an official match programme for home games, called Talk of the Town. There is also a free fanzine distributed by the local press, called Halftime Orange, launched at the start of the 2007-2008 season, with 10 issues per season. The club mascot is a character known as Happy Harry, who appears on the pitch before matches. Luton Town supporters maintain a bitter rivalry with Hertfordshire-based Watford. Luton holds the superior record in the fixture between the two clubs. Out of 118 competitive first-class matches, there have been 53 Luton victories and 36 for Watford, with 29 draws. A survey taken in 2003 showed that there was also animosity between Luton Town fans and those of West London club Queen's Park Rangers. Section 5. Records and Statistics. See also the main articles entitled List of Luton Town FC Records and Statistics and Luton Town FC League Record by Opponent. The record for the most appearances for Luton is held by Bob Morton, who turned out for Luton 562 times in all competitions. Morton also holds the record for the most Football League appearances for the club, with 495. Fred Hawkes holds the record for the most league appearances for Luton, having played in 509 league matches. Six players, Gordon Turner, Andy Rennie, Brian Steen, Ernie Sims, Herbert Moody and Steve Howard, have scored more than 100 goals for Luton. The first player to be capped while playing for Luton was left-winger Robert Hawkes, who took to the field for England against Ireland at Goodison Park on the 16th of February 1907. The most capped player is Mal Donaghy, who earned 58 Northern Ireland caps while at the club. The first player to score in an international match was Joe Payne, who scored twice in his only game for England against Finland on the 20th of May 1937. Payne also holds the Football League record for the most goals in a game. He hit 10 past Bristol Rovers on the 13th of April 1936. The club's largest wins have been a 15-0 victory over Great Yarmouth Town on the 21st of November 1914 in the FA Cup, and a 12-0 win over Bristol Rovers in the league on the 13th of April 1936. Luton's heaviest loss was a 9-0 defeat against Small Heath in the second division on the 12th of November 1898. Luton's highest home attendances are 30,069 against Blackpool in the FA Cup on the 4th of March 1959 and 27,911 against Wolverhampton Wanderers in the league on the 5th of November 1955. Both records will almost certainly stand until the club relocates to a larger ground, as Kenilworth Road's present capacity is less than half of either of these figures. The highest transfer fee received for a Luton Town player is the £3 million West Bromwich Albion paid for Curtis Davis on the 31st of August 2005. The most expensive player Luton Town have ever bought was Lars Elstrup, who cost £850,000 from Odense Boldklub on the 21st of August 1989. Section 6. Players. As of the 24th of October 2009. Current squad. Number 1. Name, Mark Tyler. Position, goalkeeper. Country of origin, England. Number 2. Ed Asafu Ajayi. Defender, England. Number 3. Lewis Emmanuel. Defender, Republic of Ireland. Number 4. Keith Keane. Midfielder, vice-captain. Republic of Ireland. Number 5. Alan White. Defender. England. Number 6. George Pilkington. Defender. England. Number 7. Adam Newton. Midfielder. St. Kitts and Nevis. Number 8. Kevin Nichols. Midfielder. Captain. England. Number 9. Liam Hatch. Forward. England, on loan from Peterborough United. Number 10, Tom Craddock, forward, England. Number 11, Andy Burgess, midfielder, England. Number 12, Shane Blackett, defender, England. Number 13, Shane Gore, goalkeeper, England. Number 14, Asa Hall, midfielder, England. Number 15, Jake Howells, defender, England. Number 16, Rossi Jarvis, midfielder, England. Number 17, Ryan Charles, forward, England. Number 18, Claude Nakpa, defender, France. Number 19, Steve Basham, forward, England. Number 20, Kevin Gallen, forward, England. Number 21, Callum Reynolds, defender, England, on loan from Portsmouth. Number 23, Fred Murray, defender, Republic of Ireland, on loan from Grays Athletic. Number 30, Adam Watkins, midfielder, England. Number 31, Jordan Patrick, forward, England. Number 33, Taylor Nathaniel, midfielder, England. The club also fields a reserve team and a youth team at under-18 level. A centre of excellence is run by the club for both boys and girls in the under-9 to under-16 age groups. Out on loan. Number 25, George Bevan, defender, England. On loan at Grays Athletic. For notable former players, see the main article entitled List of Luton Town FC Players. Section 7, Backroom Staff. As of the 30th of October 2009. Directors. Chairman, Nick Owen. Advisory Board, Paul Ballantyne, Bob Curson, Andrew Cook, Godfrey Ingram, Mick Pattinson and David Wilkinson. Managing Director, Gary Sweet. Directors, Anthony Brown and Stephen Brown. Acting Club Secretary, Adam Cockfield. Management. Manager, Richard Money. Assistant Manager, Alan Nielsen. First Team Coach, Kevin Watson. Chief Scout, Gary Brabin. Coach, Dmitry Karin. Youth Team Coach, Martin Prickett. Section 8, Managers. See also the main article entitled List of Luton Town FC Managers. As of the 1st of October 2009, only managers in charge for a minimum of 50 competitive matches are counted. Name, John McCartney. Nationality, Scottish. From 14th of September 1927 to 21st of December 1929. Matches, 151. Won, 57. Drawn, 38. Lost, 56. Win percentage, 37.7. George Kay, English. 23rd of December 1929 to 13th of May 1931. Matches, 71. Won, 29. Drawn, 16. Lost, 26. Win percentage, 40.8. Harold Whiteman, English. 1st of June 1931 to 9th of October 1935. Matches, 198. Won, 85. Drawn, 49. Lost, 64. Win percentage, 42.9. Ned Liddell, English, 13th of August 1936 to 26th of February 1938. Matches, 79. Won, 42. Drawn, 11. Lost, 26. Win percentage, 53.2. Dally Duncan, Scottish, 13th of June 1947 to 16th of October 1958. Matches, 503. Won, 192. Drawn, 133. Lost, 178. Win percentage, 38.1. Sam Bartram, English. 18th of July 1960 to 14th of June 1962. Matches, 95. Won, 35. Drawn, 18. Lost, 42. Win percentage, 36.8. Bill Harvey, English. 24th of July 1962 to 21st of November 1964. Matches, 121. Won, 37. Drawn, 26. Lost, 58. Win percentage, 30.6. George Martin, Scottish. 16th of February 1965 to 3rd of November 1966. Matches, 82. Won, 34. Drawn, 16. Lost, 32. Win percentage, 41.5. Alan Brown, Scottish. 4th of November 1966 to 17th of December 1968. Matches, 111. Won, 56. Drawn, 24. Lost, 31. Win percentage, 50.5. Alex Stock, English. 20th of December 1968 to 27th of April 1972. Matches, 172. Won, 71. Drawn, 56. Lost, 45. Win percentage, 41.3. Harry Haslam, English. 4th of May 1972 to 23rd of January 1978. Matches, 275. Won, 110. Drawn, 69. Lost, 96. Win percentage, 40. David Pleat, English. 24th of January 1978 to 16th of May 1986. Matches, 393. Won, 158. Drawn, 108. Lost, 127. Win percentage, 40.2. Ray Harford, English. 16th of June 1987 to 3rd of January 1990. Matches, 133. Won, 51. Drawn, 34. Lost, 48. Win percentage, 38.3. Jim Ryan, Scottish. 11th of January 1990 to 13th of May 1991. Matches, 63. Won, 18. Drawn, 16. Lost, 29. Win percentage, 28.6. David Pleat, English. 7th of June 1991 to 11th of June 1995. Matches, 207. Won, 55. Drawn, 70. Lost, 82. Win percentage, 26.5. Lenny Lawrence, English. 21st of December 1995 to 4th of July 2000. Matches, 250. Won, 90. Drawn, 66. Lost, 94. Win percentage, 36. Joe Kinnear, Irish. 8th of February 2001 to 23rd of May 2003. Matches, 122. Won, 56. Drawn, 28. Lost, 38. Win percentage, 45.9. Mike Newell, English. 23rd of June 2003 to 15th of March 2007. Matches, 200. Won, 83. Drawn, 49. Lost, 68. Win percentage, 41.5. Mick Harford, English. 16th of January 2008 to 1st of October 2009. Matches, 92. Won, 25. Drawn, 30. Lost, 37. Win percentage, 27.2. Section 9. Honours. Luton Town's major honours are detailed here. For a list of all club honours, see the section Honours and Achievements in the article entitled List of Luton Town FC Records and Statistics. Football League Second Division. Champions, 1981-82. Runners-up, 1954-55 and 1973-74. Football League Third Division or Football League One. Champions, 1936-37, 3rd Division South, and 2004-2005. Runners-up, 1935-36, 3rd Division South, and 1969-70. Football League 4th Division, or Football League 3rd Division. Champions, 1967-68. Runners-up, 2001-2002. FA Cup, runners-up, 1958-59. League Cup, Winners, 1987-88. Runners-up, 1988-89. Full Members' Cup. Runners-up, 1987-88. Football League Trophy. Winners, 2008-2009. On its formation for the 1992-93 season, the FA Premier League became the top tier of English football. The first, second and third divisions then became the second, third and fourth tiers, respectively. And before the start of the 2004-2005 season, Football League rebranding saw the first division become the Football League Championship. The second and third divisions became Leagues 1 and 2, respectively. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation Licence, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.